Okay, today's daf is Yivamos daf Ayin Gimel. We are holding on daf Ayin Bezom and Bez. We're at Omar Rava, about 12 lines, 15 lines before the end of the page, and Ayin Bezom and Bez. We're going to first discuss at the end of Ayin Bezom and Bez about an Isha, an androgynous, and a Katan from Kiddush Efer Parah, what the status is, whether they're allowed to be Mekadesh, the Efer Parah Aduma. And then in Amar Aleph, we're going to talk about an Arel B'Maiser Sheini. Since we are in Paraka Arel, we're going to go back to the discussion whether an Arel, this discussion started with an Arel about being Mazavi Efer Parah. So I want to talk about an Arel eating Maiser Sheini, whether there's any sort of Isser for an Arel and Maiser Sheini, to what extent do we compare Maiser Sheini to Karban Pesach. An Arel is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, so would we, the same, would we say the same by Maiser Sheini? And on base against similar discussions, whether an Onain is allowed to eat Bikurim, whether someone who's Tamei is allowed to eat Maiser Sheini, whether one is allowed to eat Maiser Sheini and Truma that are Tamei, and what the Onesh is if one eats them. Whether Sreifas Truma Maiser Sheini, whether there's a mitzvah of Sreifa and Truma Maiser Sheini that become Tamei. So a lot of those types of issues on today's daf. So let us begin at Amar Rava. So again, just to remind ourselves that yesterday we concluded by saying that Rabbi Akiva holds that an Arel is considered like a Tameh Mamish, that he's Tameh L'chol Davar, and to the extent that, according to Rabbi Akiva, an Arel is not allowed to touch Truma, and therefore he's also not allowed to do the Hazaas Mechatas, because he's Mamish a Tameh person, he's going to be Metameh everything that he touches. And that's how we explain the Brisa that says that an Arel cannot be Mekadesh Mechatas, must be assuming like Shitas Rabbi Akiva, who assumes that an Arel is Mamish like a Tameh. Amar Rava, the Yisivna Kamed Rav Yosef Kashali. So Rava says, I was sitting in front of Rav Yosef, and I asked on his Shita that Rabbi Akiva holds an Arel is Mamish, like a Tameh, with regard to touching Truma, that if that's really the case, if Rabbi Akiva really holds such a strong sense of Tuma for an Arel, lo lishtametana velisnia Arel v'atameh, v'lema Rabbi Akiva. It can't be that there wouldn't be one Tana somewhere that would say that an Arel and a Tameh are the same when it comes to touching Truma, and then we would say, yeah, and that Braiso, or that Mishnah, or that Tosefta is following the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. But we don't find any Tana anywhere that says that an Arel is not allowed to touch Truma. So you see that even according to Rabbi Akiva, it must be that an Arel is not really considered Tameh l'chol davar, and to the extent that he'd even be Metameh that which he touches. No, he's considered Tameh in terms of Tapasul, like Be'achilas Truma. We're not going to allow him to eat Truma, but not that he's going to be able to be Metameh things. That's what the Brisker Rav explains, that Rav has explained within Rabbi Akiva, that an Arel is Ketameh means that he's Ketameh Kipsul Tuma, but not Ketumas Tuma. Doesn't have the, he's possible to do those things that a Tameh person is possible to do, but he's not Metameh like a Tameh person would normally be Metameh. So when the Braisa says that an Arel is possible with Hazaz Mechatas, that can't be because of the Tumah Shabau. It must be some din of Para that's very Chamur, that we're going to possible an Arel from participating in, but not Midin Tumah Shabau. So it turns out that this din is not at all related to the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer about how we know that an Arel is Asur B'Truma, whether it's from the Gezeres Shava or from Ish Ish L'Rabos Es Arel Ketameh, like we said yesterday. It has nothing to do with an Arel being like a Tameh. It has more to do with the specific severity of Efer Para, and that we're going to passel an Arel from Efer Para. So, Frekta Gemara on Rava Velo, do we not find a Tana that equates Arel with Tameh? Vakatani, but the Braisa does say, Ha'arel va'atameh p'tur minari'iya, that both an Arel and a Tameh are p'tur minari'iya, and we're assuming that that's because an Arel is Tameh, just like a Tameh. He's metame everything he touches, and that's why he's patamiriya. So it sounds like Rabbi Akiva does take it literally that he's actually tame, and that's why he's patamiriya is the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel to the base of Mikdash and three times a year on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So it sounds like it is a din in tuma. Says Gemara, no, Hasam. The reason Arul is patamiriya is not because of tame, but it's mishum demais, because the Arul is considered maus for an Arul to be in the Azara. We said that an Arul is physically repulsive. to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he still has his Arla. But that's why, so there's nothing to do with his Tumah, and therefore we're able to defend Rava's understanding of Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara had quoted a brisa earlier where there was a machlokas, the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, about an androgynous that's Mekadesh Mechadas, whether the androgynous is Mekadesh the Efer Paraduma, whether his Kiddush of the Efer Paraduma is Kasher. So the Gemara is going to explain the machlokas now. Va'azulatamai, both the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda are Lishitasam. Ditanya, we have another brisa. Hakol ksher l'makadesh. Everyone who's tahar, even a woman, is kosher to be makadesh. The efer para b'mechatas and the klicheres, etc. Chutz mecherishot v'katan. Only people that cannot are a cherishot v'katan. Rabbi Yehuda machshir v'katan uposel b'ishav androgynous. Rabbi Yehuda says no, katan can do it. It's an ishav androgynous that cannot, and the only reason the androgynous cannot is because he's a safek isha. So my time at the rabbanon. Why would the rabbanon pasel a katan and be machshir and isha with being mekadesh the mechatas tchsiv, because the pasuk says by the kiddush of the mechatas v'lachu latame me'afar shreifas achatas. Pasuk continues in Nosan of Mayim Chaim El Keli Hanach, and we darshin that Hanach the pasi basifa, those people who are not able to gather the efer para acher shota v'katan, because by the efer para it says in the pasuk va'asaf ish tahor es efer para v'niach mechutz machlam makom tar. So we darshin from the word ish that acher shota v'katan are excluded from the asifa sapara. So those who are possible to do the asifa, namely acher shota v'katan, are psulim b'kid. Are also not allowed to do the kiddush of the efer para, but hanach deksherim basifa. Those people that are allowed to do the asifa sefer para, which would include a woman, because the widarshin from the word tahar that an ishas kshera, even though you use the word ish and ish normally excludes a woman, the whole Torah is written b'lashon zachar, and we assume that even though the whole Torah is written b'lashon zachar, it applies to both men and women. But that's what. But whenever it says ish, we always say ish to exclude women. So even though the word ish over here is used, and you would think it therefore excludes women, but we have a special ribui to include women in the asifas efer apara. So therefore, so those that are kosher basifa are ksherim bekiddush, are also allowed to do the kiddush of the efer para, because again, the pasuk by the kiddush of the efer para says v'lachul atam me'afar service achados v'nasan alav mayim chayim el keli. So we compare the asifa to the kiddush. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda was machshir a katan to do the kiddush. How do we? Where does he get the idea that there's a difference between asifa and kiddush? That the kiddush can be done by a katan, even though the asifa cannot be done by a katan. Amar lach, because Rabbi Yehuda could simply say, Im kein, if the avoda of the kiddush were exactly the same as the asifa, name akra, then the pasuk should have said by the kiddush v'lakach in the singular, and just like it says by the asifa v'asaf in the singular, so my v'lakhu. Why does it say it in the plural v'lakhu in the lashon rabim? So that tells you that filu hanach tepsulin hasam, even those that are possible to do the asifa ksherim hacha. The asifa is v'asaf in the singular. The kiddush is v'lakhu in the plural to tell you that there are more people that are eligible to do the kiddush than there are to do the asifa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the pasuk is telling me that even those who are apostle asifa could do the kiddush isha nami, so then we should make the isha also kasher to do the kiddush, meaning the isha is kasher to do the asifa, so for sure she should be kasher to do the kiddush. We expand who is allowed to do the kiddush more than who is allowed to do the asifa. So it says more because the pasuk says v'nasan v'lov v'nasna. Pasuk says v'nasan, and that teaches us not v'nasna, that an isha cannot do the nesina. So that's how we know that a woman cannot do the kiddush. So frak the gemara v'rabbanan, the rabbanan who hold that those who are kashal asifa are kashal kiddush, and therefore a katan is pasul kiddush. Why does it say v'lakhu b'lashon rabim and not v'lakach b'lashon yachid? Meaning, how are the rabbanan going to deal with the drasha of the plural versus the singular? See, iksiv v'lakach. Had the pasuk said v'lashon yachid, then like it says by the avodas hakiddush, it says v'nasan hava amina shakel chad v'yav. Rav Chad. I would have thought that the guy who does the lekicha and puts the afer has to be the same guy that mixes it mixes the afer in the water. So kasav rachmana v'lakchu. That's why it says v'lakchu, to tell me they can have two different people doing the different parts of the mixing of the afer para with the water. V'kasav rachmana v'lakchu v'nasnu. And had it said every part of it in the plural, havamina d'shakli trei v'yavi trei, I would think that the two people that are lakhu and nasna sefer betoch mechatos are also those that have to mix it with the water. So that kasav rachmana v'lakhu v'nasan. That you can have two people doing the lekicha and one person doing the nesina, that it doesn't have to be the same people involved in every step. Says Gemara in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph on the top, v'hiza hatohar al hatameh, tohar miklal shu tameh, then when it says that the tohar person should be mazeh, the efer para should sprinkle it on the tameh, so tohar implies miklal shu tameh, implies that we're dealing with someone that was recently tameh, otherwise we wouldn't refer to him specifically as tohar. So limed al tful yom shekasher b'parah, this teaches us that a tful yom, someone who's in the midst of his tara process and is just waiting for harav shemesh to become totally tar, even he is allowed to do the hazah of the Efer Parah. Rashi explains, Hatar shetiharti lachan mechal shu tamei ledavar acher, that the word Hatar implies that we're dealing with someone who is just tamei, because Hatar implies that this person is tar for this avoda, but he would not be tar for everything. That's why he's called Hatar in this context, to tell us that he's only tar here, but he's not tar for other things. And it's Vilyom has the status of Tumah for certain things, for Truma and for certain things. But when it comes to the Hazah Sefer Chatas, that he's considered to be Tahar. So Frank the Gemara now, new issue. Ba'minim Rav Sheshes. Aril Mahu B'Meiser. Is an Aril allowed to eat Meiser Sheni? Someone who doesn't have a Bris Mila, is he permitted to eat Meiser Sheni? Ki hechi di Yalav Pesach mi Meiser le'inyin aninus, Yalav nami Meiser mi Pesach le'inyin arelus? Should we say that just like we learn the halachos of Karm Pesach from the halachos of Meiser Sheni when it comes to an onain, that just like an onain, lo chalti pa'oni mimenu, an onain is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, so too an onain is not allowed to eat Karm Pesach, should we learn in the reverse as well, that just like an Arel is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, an Arel is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni? Odilma, Chomer Mikal Yalif, Kal Michomer Lo Yalif. Karban Pesach is more Chomer than Meiser Sheni. So a halacha of Karban Pesach, if there's someone that's not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, Kal Vachomer, that person is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach. But someone who's not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, which is more Chomer, does not necessarily reflect on who's allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, which is more Kal. You can't learn the more Kal from the more Chomer. So just the Havamina Tos says, yeah, well, isn't that obvious that you can't learn the more Kal? We have a Kal Vachomer, we don't have Chomer Vakal in all of Shas. Obviously, you can't learn that which is more kal from that which is more chomer. So it says Tosfos in Tomer, "Maim b'ilei pshita dehechi nelef kal michomer." How could you possibly learn a kal from a chomer? Yeshlomer demisafkalu hadi yalef pesach mimaiser. Says, no, the suffix over here is, what's the limud that you're not that an onain is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach from Meiser Sheni? Pasuk says that an onain is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. How do we know to apply that to Karban Pesach? Is it a simple kal v'chomer? And if it's a simple kal v'chomer, then clearly it's one directional. You can only learn from Meiser to Pesach, not from Pesach to Meiser. Or is it a gzeirah shava? If it's a gzeirah shava, it goes two ways, because a gzeirah shava is not at all is not at all logical, and it just means to equate two areas of halacha. So if it's a gzeirah shava, it can go in both directions. Inami says Tosos, misafkle gzeirah shava mufna oena mufna. Maybe everyone agrees it's a gzeirah shava, and the real question over here is, what kind of gzeirah shava is this? Is this a gzeirah shava mufna, or is it not a gzeirah shava mufna? Now the Tos Yishonim rejects the first answer, that the issue is it a kal v'chomer or is it a gzeir shava? Tos Yishonim in Os Aleph over here points out, v'lo nihira l'rashi d'ha eichayu mesupak im mi kal v'chomer yalef halo ika pircha k'deprishas ma'ala maestro shekintohan kesef tzura. How can we have a suffix that it could even possibly be a kal v'chomer. It can't be a kal v'chomer. There's a major pircha on the kal v'chomer because you need kesef tzura when it comes to ma'aser sheni, which you don't have such a din when it comes to karban pesach. El nira devada yada shapir di alfin and pesach mi ma'aser le'inyan aninus mamish achein mesafkalei im agzer shav mufnis mi kol tzad di alfin and af kal v'chomer ein a mufnis rak l'gavi ma'aser. He says, no, you have to say that the suffix is that we definitely learn it from Gzeirah Shavah. The question is, what kind of Gzeirah Shavah is this? Is this a Gzeirah Shavah Mufna Mishneit Stadin? If it's a Gzeirah Shavah that's Mufna Mishneit Stadin, you can't ask any question that the two aren't comparable. Or is it a Gzeirah Shavah that's not Mufna, where we have the ability to ask on the Gzeirah Shavah, to question the ways which we're able to be melamed this Gzeirah Shavah? So be that as it may, whatever the Stadim are, the Gemara's question over here is an Arel permitted to eat Ma'aser Sheni? We know an Arel is not permitted in Korban Pesach. Is he permitted to eat Ma'aser Sheni? Samalu Tinisua, we already learned in a Brisa as follows. Hatruma Vabikurim, the following things, and we're going to elaborate on this Brisa a little bit more on Amud Beis, a lot more on Amud Beis. Hatruma Vabikurim, the following things are true of both Truma and Bikurim. Chayav Naleim Misa V'Chomesh. One is Chayav Misa V'Chomesh. If a Zar eats Truma, a Zar eats Bikurim, he's Chayav Misa B'Dei Shemayim, and he has to pay back in addition to paying back the Mamon HaKohanim that he took, because Truma has value to it, he has to pay back an additional Chomesh, a Chomesh Milvar, so the Chomesh over here would mean an additional 25%. Va'asurin Lazarim, and also both Truma and Bikurim are Asur for a Zar to eat. Tosus raises the question, well, wait a second, we just said that he's chayv a chomesh, that when the zar eats it, he has to pay back a chomesh. So of course it's asul lazarim. V'im tomer, kivin detan de chayv and chomesh, amay yitzrich sula misni v'asul lazarim. Why would it need to then follow up and tell me that it's asul lazarim? V'im lomer mishum debay l'misni mashen kein b'maisr d'shari lazarim, and don't say, no, the whole reason we say that it's mutal lazarim, that it's asul lazarim over here, is to teach me that maisr is mutal lazarim, tam sech schala katani because we have the same line used elsewhere without the conclusion of Masha'ein Kein B'Maiser. So somehow, on its own, as a standalone line, this line must mean something. That even though it's Chayav Nalei Misa V'Chomesh, it's still necessary to tell me that it's Asul Lazarim. So Frank tells us, why is it necessary to tell me that it's Asul Lazarim? You already told me the Zar is Chayav the extra Chomesh. If he does eat it, of course, it's asul lezarim. So v'tiritz ba'aruch erech ta'an da asul lezarim itzrich lechati shir. The asul mandyar midrabban ulamandyar midaraisa. The asul lezarim is coming to tell me, even in a case where he does not have to pay back the chomesh because he only ate a chati shir, even then it's asul lezarim. That even the chati shir is asul lezarim. Whatever you happen to hold about chati shir in general, whether chati shir is asul midrabbanan or chati shir is asul minatara, either way, that's what it's telling me, that it's asul lezarim. That tells says it could also be that asul lezarim is afilu ali de pidyon. That even if you're poda it, it's asul lezarim. But tells says a near appear. Because we're going to mention in the Pidyon as well. So it's unlikely that that's what Asul Lazarim means. What else do Truma and Bikurim have in common? They nichse Kohen. They're considered the money of the Kohen. What does it mean that the money of the Kohen? It means that if the Kohen is Mekadesh Nisha with it, he has the ability to do so because it belongs to him to be Mekadesh Nisha, to buy Avada B'Karkos, pay him a Tmei, whatever he wants with it. But Meiser Sheni, he does not have the ability to do any of those things. It's only given to him to eat and to drink and to put on his skin and not to be Mekadesh Nisha with it. That's actually Machlokas Tanayim, whether one is allowed to be Mekadesh Nisha with Meiser Sheni. Machlokas Tanayim, whether Meiser Sheni is Mamun Gavoa or Mamun Hedyot. We know what the rules are with Meiser Sheni. If you have Meiser Sheni, you're definitely allowed to eat it, but you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Says Machlok Stanim, how to view that. Rameir holds, the way we view that is that it's Mamun Gavoa. Ma'aser Sheni is all like Hegdish. It all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to share it with us when we're in Yerushalayim. But it's all Mamun Gavoa. Whereas the Rabbanon hold, no. Ma'aser Sheni is Mamun Hedir. It's yours. You're allowed to eat it. You don't have to give it to a Kohen or anything. You're allowed to eat it yourself. It's yours. It's just that there are certain ritual limitations on where you're allowed to eat it. So you're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. It's a special halacha, but it's definitely, but it is yours. So when we say that it's nichsei kohen, that truma and bikurma nichsei kohen, and when we say mashenkin b'meiser, the meiser is not, doesn't belong to you. That's assuming like Rav Meir that meiser sheni is mamon gavoa. Va'olin bechur meir, both truma and bikurim are all bech. Rashi points that out by the way. Va'olin bechur meir, both truma and bikurim are only batel in 100 times their volume, meaning normally things we consider a batel berov midaraisa or batel b'shishim if it's been all same time, if yol time kikers daraisa, but we don't require more than shishim ever on a daraisa level for most things. But when it comes to truma, if truma gets mixed in with chulin, it only becomes the whole mixture would have to be treated with kedushas truma, if not for the fact that there are 100 times the volume of chulin klape the truma. So that's true of truma and it's true of bikurim. Utuunin rechitzas yadayim, and also truma and bikurim both require netilas yadayim. The reason we do netilas yadayim for chulin is mishum srach truma. So certainly truma itself requires netilas yadayim. All truma requires netilas yadayim, not just bread. Fruits, any truma requires netilas yadayim. Vaharav shemesh, and also a tevil yom is possible to eat truma. As we mentioned previously, we said that a tevil yom is allowed to do the azaz sefer para, but a tevil yom is called the tahar when it comes to azaz sefer para, because yesh mekamel shu tame, there are certain instances that we consider him tame, that's for truma. For truma, we consider a tevil yom to be tame. Harei elu betruma bikurim, mashen kein b'meiser. All of these things are true of truma and bikurim, and they're not true of meiser. So how does this prove our point? We ask the question, is an Arel allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, but V'emisa, in Nisni Arel Aser Ben Mashen Ken B'Meiser? If an Arel were allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, then that should have made the list also. If we're contrasting those halachas that apply for Truma and Bikurim, but don't apply for Meiser, so we should have said, an Arel is not allowed to eat Truma and Bikurim, but an Arel is allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. The fact that we don't put that on the list tells us that an arul is aser b'meiser sheni. Says Gemara Tana v'shayer. Nah, it could be that the arul does belong on the list over here, and we just don't give an exhaustive list. We're not listing every single halacha that applies to truma and bikurim and does not apply to meiser sheni. There is a discussion when we say tun rechitzas yadayim that it requires netilas yadayim for truma and bikurim, and Rashi points out even if it's peros, if bigstam yadayim are shnios and they pasul truma, but meiser and chulin we say not only yadav peros, we consider areza migase aruach. The Gemara says that if a person decides nowadays he wants to wash for fruits, that's considered migase aruach. And the Rambam writes in the 11th parak of Hilchos Trumos, kala ochel truma filu peros sarach netilas yadayim afal pishu yishay yadav taharos, that even if your hands are tahar, you still need to do netilas yadayim, and because Chazal were gozer, the stam yadayim shneil, so even if you know that your hands are tahar, we still have to do netilas yadayim. And bepashtus means with a bracha, with a bracha val netilas yadayim. So because a kolshkein, if we make an al netilas yadayim when we wash for bread, which is only mishum srach truma, when they would wash for actual truma, so of course they would make a bracha val netilas yadayim. So Rav Zilberstein raises the shayla. What about the following? What if you have a Yisrael that has to eat truma because of pikuach nefesh? Yisrael is also to eat truma. Let's say pikuach nefesh, the only available food that's going to help him is truma. Would he make a bracha of al netilas yadayim when he washes for such truma? He says certainly he would have to be notal yadayim because otherwise he'd be metami the truma. So certainly he would have to wash netilas yadayim. Question is, does he make the bracha? Do we say that only kohen who's mekayim a mitzvah with the achilas truma is mevarich is mevarich on the achilah? The Rambam holds that a kohen makes a birchas mitzvah when he eats truma. And so nowadays we don't have. There are very few birchas mitzvos on achilah that we make. There's matzah and that's it. We don't make any birchas mitzvah on achilah. But it used to be there's a birchas mitzvah on the achilah. So that's where they were mesake in a bracha of al netilas yadayim as well, as opposed to Yisrael, where normally it's also for him to eat truma. So there's no mitzvah in the netilah. He's only being notal yadayim so that he's not metame the truma. And just to avoid the isra being metame truma, you're not going to make a bracha. So Rav Zilberstein writes that he asked his brother-in-law, he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he says certainly the Yisrael would make an al netilas yadayim as well, because bottom line is he has a requirement to do the netilah, maybe he'd make an al netilas yadayim. Also, kohen who eats peros of truma and lechem shel chulin is notal yadav to eat the peros and the lechem, so he should first eat the peros, because the netilah on the peros is mikra din. So that should come first, and because that he has a requirement, shalol tami truma, the netilah on the lechem is only mishum srach truma. So it's important to keep the perspective, Rav Zilberstein points out, between the what's the ikar and what's the tafel. Okay, so weiter in the Gemara now. So the Gemara says Satana v'shayir. So when the Brisa gave the list of things that apply to Truma and Bikurim and don't apply to Meiser, so it didn't give an exhaustive list. But what else was left off the list? In general, we can never say, if we give a long list, we're never allowed to say, yeah, there was one item left off the list, but really belongs there. No, if there are things, if the list is not exhaustive, there must have been other things left out as well. So what else was left out of this Brisa that leads us to say that Orel was just left off the list, even though in fact it's true that an Orel is possible b'truma bikurim and is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni? So says Gemara, Shayer de Katani Seifa. There was nothing left off the list in the Reisha, but the Seifa gives another list where it clearly leaves things off the list, so it's clear that the Brice is not being exhaustive. Why? What does it say in the Seifa? Yesh b'maiser bikurim mashenkin b'truma. The Seifa tells us things that Maiser Sheni and bikurim have in common that truma does not. Shamais v'abikurim tunin avas makom. Meiser and bikurim have to be brought to Yerushalayim. Truma does not. Utunin vidui. There's a vidui meiser. There's a vidui bikurim. There's no vidui of truma. V'asul onein. An onein is not allowed to eat meiser bikurim. An onein is allowed to eat truma. Rabbi Shimon Mati. Rabbi Shimon holds that an onein is allowed to eat that for an onein it's mutter as well to eat bikurim. Not meiser sheni, but he is allowed to eat bikurim. So onein wouldn't belong on this list. V'chayavin bebiur. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Both Meiser and Bikurim require Biur. Rabbi Shimon says they don't require Biur. Bikurim at least doesn't require Biur. Meiser obviously does require Biur. That's in the Torah. Vilu Asir Leva'er Mehen. So that's the whole list the Brisa gives. Now there's something missing on this list as well. Vilu Asir Leva'er Mehen Betuma. Va'ochlan Betumas Atzman Loke Mashenkin Betuma Lokatani. There are two items that it doesn't mention on the list. It doesn't mention that it's Asir Leva'er Mehen Betuma. According to the Tanakhama that compares Bikurim to Meiser across the board, it should have said you're not allowed to use it to light a ner when it becomes Tameh. If Truma becomes Tameh, you're allowed to use the Truma oil to light Neros. If the if Meiser and Bikurim becomes Tameh, oil of Meiser and oil of Bikurim becomes Tameh, you're not allowed to be Madlik with them. So that counts as Daf Yomi coincidence. We're talking about Hadlakas HaNer today. I guess that counts, right? So you're not allowed to be, we're not talking about Ner Chanukah, but still, you're not allowed to be Madlik. I'm sure someone talks about Ner Chanukah Truma. So you're not allowed to be Madlik with them when it comes to Meiser and Bikurim, as opposed to Truma, which you are allowed to be Madlik. Also, if a person is tahar, but the truma is tamei, or the meiser and bikurim is tamei, so when it comes to meiser and bikurim, you get malchus for that. When it comes to truma, it's an isra se, but you don't get malchus for it. It's an isra daraisa. You're not allowed to eat truma when you are tahar and the truma is tamei, but you don't get malchus for that. When you are tamei and the truma is tahar, you get malchus. But when you're tahar and the truma is Tamei, since it's Daraisa, we don't get Malkus. So that should have made the list also. So Alma Tana V'Shayer. So what you see is that the list is not an exhaustive list. There are certain items left off of the list. Rav Zilberstein also has an interesting question over here. And we say, Asu Levar Me'en Betuma. So that you're not allowed to be Mevair, you're not allowed to burn oil of Meiser Sheni and of Bikurim when it's Tamei. But you are allowed to, when with Truma. So what would be the din if you have a cholam asukin that doesn't have a ner for Shabbos and for pikuach nefesh he needs light in the room? So then you're obviously allowed to be madlik shemen of meiser sheni, a shemen of meiser sheni that's tamei because of the sakana. So in order to treat the chola, but would you say that since he's lighting such shemen for the sake of ner Shabbos, the ner Shabbos is going to provide the light in the room, that he's also allowed to make the bracha shekri shalom sosu zon allowed to ner shal Shabbos? Meaning, if it were only for ner Shabbos, he would not be allowed to light this oil. But because he's also Chalash Yesh Basakana, Meli is allowed to light this oil. So he's using the oil for Ner Shabbos. So can you make a bracha of a Shekri Shanu? So he says it could be that you do make a bracha, because Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Simon Reish Dalet Siftes, that someone who eats a food of Isser Mipnei Sakana is Mevarich of Tchil V'Sof. And the Shabru says that since it's a Sakana for him, it's a mutter for him to eat it. So it's an Adrabah. He's not doing an Aveira, he's doing a mitzvah to be Matzil, to save his life. So maybe the same would be true over here. Since it's mutter for him to get hanah from the neros, he's allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah of adakas neros Shabbos. He is mekayim the mitzvah of adakas neros Shabbos, and therefore he would say a bracha. He says you find a similar discussion in the poskim by Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana. If he has to say kiddush in Yom Kippur, the Mishnah Berurah discusses in Tafrei Shut Ches. So if a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana has to eat on Yom Kippur, would he say kiddush? Even though there's an iser, but for him it's mutter, and for him adrabba, it's a mitzvah. But he says there's also makom lechalik over here. It could be that even though he's allowed to get hanah from the shemen, but he can't make a bracha on the ner shel Shabbos, because that which he's getting hanah from it is not because it's ner Shabbos. It's only because he's in a matzav of pikuach nefesh. So it can't be that he's going to make a bracha. It could be that he would not make a bracha on the mitzvah of ner Shabbos. The Yeshuas Yaakov is a similar discussion in Ayin Reish Beis about a cholish yesh b'sakana who has to drink yayin shel iser. Let's say if a cholish yesh b'sakana has to drink aser wine, does he make kiddush on that wine? Can you say kiddush on such wine? So Yeshuas Yaakov says that it would be asr to say kiddush on such wine, because the kiddush itself is asr. And the same would be true, as Zilberstein points out, if you have shemen of arla, which is asr ba'na, and you need that shemen for a chol mesukan, so you're lighting it for pikuach nefesh, you should lechora the same issue whether you would make a bracha. And it's not the ner Shabbos that's being matir; it's the fact that it's pikuach nefesh that's being matir. Now in the Sefer Derech Amunah, Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes in the name of the Minchas Chinuch that if a zar is sach eskufa b'truma machos pikuach nefesh, if a zar takes truma and rubs it on his skin because of pikuach nefesh, that's not called neschala beheter. It's aser for another zar to be nana from that oil, because it's only dechuya, it's not hutra. So maybe the same would be true by Shemen Sreifa, that it's only dechuya and it still has a shame truma on it, and therefore you cannot make a bracha on it. So anyway, that's the discussion that he has about this issue of using the oil that had become tameh. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Now we're going to go back and analyze the brisa that we just quoted on Amud Aleph. So Vasurim la'onin Rabbi Shimon Matir. So we had mentioned that bikurim are usher for an onin, but Rabbi Shimon says no, an onin is allowed to eat bikurim. Minalahu. So where do the chacham get that an onin is not allowed to eat bikurim, and why does Rabbi Shimon think that it's mutter for an onin to eat bikurim? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says lo sucha lechu b'shrecha meiser de gancha v'tiroshcha v'tzarecha u'tshumas yadcha va'amr mar tshumas yadcha. Elu bikurim. It says trumas yadcha, and trumas yadcha we assume is a reference to bikurim. Ve'iskish bikurim lemeiser, and we make a hekish. The pasuk over here says meiser degancha tirosh chavitzrecha, and then it says trumas yadcha. Then it says bikurim. So apparently the pasuk is linking the halachos of meiser sheni with the halachos of bikurim. So it goes as follows: ma meiser asur la'onein, af bikurim asur la'onein. Just like an onein is not allowed to eat meiser sheni, it must be that an onein is not allowed to eat bikurim either. And that's the limud that the Rabbanan have in the Braisa. Aye, why does Rabbi Shimon say an onein is allowed to eat bikurim? Rabbi Shimon truma karinu rachmana. Rabbi Shimon says bikurim is referred to as truma. Yeah, trumas yadcha is a reference to bikurim, but look at that word. It's calling it truma. So you want to say, well, the pasuk is mentioning meiser and bikurim in the same breath, so therefore bikurim should have the same din as meiser? The pasuk is mentioning bikurim with the word truma. So if there's anything you can compare it to, you should compare it to truma. Ma truma mutaris la'onein, af bikurim mutar la'onein. And therefore, if truma is mutar for an onein, bikurim has to be mutar for an onein as well. So that's the basis of the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. Then the Braisa went on to tell us that ma'aser sheni bikurim, or bikurim specifically, is v'chayavin bibiur of Rabbi Shimon poter, the Tanakhama holds that just like ma'aser sheni, bikurim is also chayavin biur. Rabbi Shimon holds that it's part from Biur. So what are they arguing about? Mar makish and mar lo makish. Tanakama compares Bikurim to Meiser, because by Meiser it says Beferish in the pasuk Biarti HaKodesh, a reference to Meiser, that there is a mitzvah of biur maestros. So if you hold that we're linking bikurim to maestros, so then there will be a mitzvah of biur and bikurim as well. Whereas again, Rabbi Shimon poter, because Rabbi Shimon holds that we don't link bikurim to maestros. Adraba, bikurim is called trumas yadcha, not maeser. And then the last thing we said in the Braisa is that you're not allowed to be mevayer ma'aser sheni and bikurim when they become tameh, meaning you're not allowed to use them for hadlaka. Ma'aser sheni and bikurim that become tameh, you're not allowed to use to be madlik, to light a candle. And if you eat them when you're tamei, you get malchus. I'm sorry, when they are tamei, b'tumas atzman, you get malchus. As opposed to by truma, if you truma when the truma is tamei, you don't get malchus. So minalan, what's the source for all these halachos? Titanya, we have a brayse as follows. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo biarti mimenu b'tamei. Part of the vidui maisos is a person has to say, I didn't eat it when I was an onain, and I was not mivair mimenu b'tamei. So you see from there, that what's it saying? What didn't I not do? Bein shani tamei v'hu tahar, bein shani tahar v'hu tamei. Whether I was the tamei one and it was tahar, or whether I was tahar and it was tamei. Either way, I lo biarti mimenu. Ve'echu muzra l'achilaso, and where is there nazara for eating it in such a state, meaning when it is tamei and you are tahar, eini yodeya. So we don't know. Tumas aguf behedik seve. What do you mean? Says Gemara. Tumas aguf. It says beferish by ma'aser sheni nefesh ashartiga b'vatama da'erev v'lo yochol menakachim kiim rachatz pesara b'mayim, that you're not allowed to eat from it until you go to the mikvah. So says Gemara. No, hachi karm vayle. Tumas atzmo minayin. How do I know? Where's the asara for tumas atzmo? Not for when I'm tamei, but for when it's tamei. Where's the asara for that? Tamalomar losucha lechol b'sharecha meiser degancha. Pasuk says losucha lechol b'sharecha meiser degancha ulalenu omer, and the pasuk also says b'sharecha tochlenu. By a bechor balmum it says b'sharecha tochlenu hatame v'ator yachtav kitzvi v'cha'ayil. So we link it to bechor balmum where it says b'sharecha tochlenu hatame v'ator yachtav kitzvi v'cha'ayil. The Tanit Berav Yishmael afilu tame v'ator ochlen al shulchan echad v'kar. You can have a tamei and a tahor person eating on one table, and it's not a problem. That which we say b'sharecha tochlenu over here, you're not allowed to eat. So that's the limud. So the question was tuma of the peros themselves, ma'aser sheni peros themselves. How do I know that there's an asharas losasei when you are tahor eating the ma'aser sheni peros that themselves are tamei? So we had said lo sucha lechol b'sharecha ma'aser degancha is ma'aser sheni by psulei hamikdashin after your poda the psulei hamikdashin where even a non kohen is allowed to eat them. It says b'sharecha tochlenu atamar v'atar yachtav kitzvi v'cha'ayil, and we learn from that pasuk that the tamei and the tahor are allowed to eat from the basar of the psulei hamikdashin on the same table, and they don't have to worry about the fact that the tamei person is going to be metame the meat and they're eating psulei hamikdashin that become tamei, because apparently there's no iser to eat psulei hamikdashin that become tamei. And the pasuk says when it comes to ma'aser sheni lo sucha lechol b'sharecha, that means that which you're allowed to have with psulei hamikdashin, that you're allowed to eat from psulei hamikdashin, the tamei and the tahor together, you're not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni, a tamei and a tahor together, because the tamei is metame the peros of ma'aser, and then it will turn out that you can have a tahor person eating tamei ma'aser sheni, and that's an iser. So where do we derive the iser from? Ironically, we derive it from a place where the Torah specifically tells us that it's mutter to eat something betumah. Psulei hamikdashin that's already been niftes, that's already been redeemed, it's mutter to eat betumah, because the tamei and the tahor are allowed to eat the yachtav. But that's the drasha, that only there it's mutter to eat betumah, but ma'aser sheni, you're not allowed to have a tamei and a tahor person eat it together. So that's the ashara. Now the braisa went on to say, Masha'in Kain, actually Tosos is an interesting, important Tosos over here. Tosos says, well, wait a second, Tumas Atzman Minayin, Tamal Lomer Lo Suchal, right? So Tosos says, Ein La'akshos, Kivin Sheish Asar Lo Tumas Atzman, Lomer Lo Asar Lo Ochel B'Tumas Aguf. Well, once I know that there's an Isser to eat it while it's Tamei, shouldn't it be obvious that it's Asar for me to eat it while, why do I need a separate Asara to eat it B'Tumas Aguf? If it's Tamei, I'm by definition becoming Tamei. So says Tosos, the Nafkamina, Te'echat Shetach V'lo Chaver B'Beis Abliya. The Nafkamina would be, what if someone else sticks it straight into my throat where I never touch it with my mouth? Then I'll be eating it while it's Tamei, but I'm not going to be Tamei because I never actually came into contact with it. So the Poskim used this Tosos in the discussion about swallowing pills. whether swallowing pills is called achila. Meaning, why didn't Tosu say that the case where I don't become tummy from it was you karech it, you wrap it in something else. And if you wrap it in something else, it's not called achila, and it's not called that I'm, it would still be called achila, it would still be called that I'm eating it, but I'm not touching it. So that's what the post can say. Maybe because if you wrap it in something else, it would not be called achila. It would not be called that you're eating it. So maybe when you have something in pill form, even if there's nevelus and trefus in the ingredients of the pill, that's what the post can discuss. All the contemporary post can have chuvas on this topic. This is one of the marmakomas. Menchas Yitzchak uses this Tosos as one of the marmakomas, not for what Tosos does say, but for what Tosos doesn't say. That Tosos doesn't give that as an example of eating something where you're not becoming tummy from it, even though you are eating it. It must be because Tosos says that's not called eating it. It also, it's clear in Rishonim that it depends what you're wrapping it in. Meaning, if you're wrapping it in another food, in something that's edible, so then certainly it's not going to be chotzitz, and that's definitely going to be called achila, even though the inner food may not have touched the inner food. So you wrap it in a piece of lettuce or something. The Rambam talks about it with matzah. So that could be a different story. But this tosos is a chashuv tosos to make mention of for that reason. Okay, then the Braisa went on to say, Mashe'en kin b'truma, that when it comes to truma, once truma becomes tameh, you're allowed to use it to light. You're allowed to use it for there's no issur to be mevar truma bituma. You're allowed to light candles with truma tameh. So fracting mar minalan. How do we know that's true? I'm Rabbi Vo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Akra, because the pasuk says when it comes to vidoy master sheni, lo biarti mimenu bitameh. So when it adds mimenu, we learn mimenu yatamavir avlatamav b'shem shel truma shenitma, that we're saying the vidoy that yeah, I didn't do my sheni bituma, but I was mavir truma bituma, because that you're allowed to do. So the Gemara says, how do you know mimenu comes to be matir being mevar bituma truma? Maybe ve'ema mimenu yatamavir v'latamavir shemeshal kodesh nitma. Maybe it's coming to be matir that you're allowed to burn shemeshal kodesh that became tamei. Lav kal v'chomer. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be because it's a kal v'chomer. Umma ma'isra kal amr torah lo biarti mimenu b'tamei kodesh chomer lo kolshkein. If you're not even allowed to burn ma'isra sheni, which is much more kal bituma, then of course you're not allowed to burn kodesh, which is much more chomer bituma. Says the Gemara, yeah, but you know what else is more chomer than ma'isra sheni? Truma is more chomer than ma'aser sheni, and that we said you are allowed to burn bituma. So why do we? How can we say, oh, it's a kal v'chomer? Ihach, if that's the case, truma nami kal v'chomer hu. Truma is also a kal v'chomer that you should not be allowed to burn a bituma, because truma is also more chomer than ma'aser sheni. So it says, well, yeah, but haksiv mimenu. But mimenu is coming as some sort of miut to tell me that you're not allowed to burn ma'aser sheni bituma, but you are allowed to burn something else bituma. So that must be a reference to truma. Well, umara isa. How do you know mimenu is a reference to truma, and the kal v'chomer teaches you not to burn kodesh? Maybe the kal v'chomer should teach you not to burn truma, and mimenu is a reference to kodesh. Says Gemara, mistavra kodesh lo mima itna. It's more mistavra that we're not going to exclude the burning of we're not going to exclude kodesh to be makel by kachim more than by truma. Shekein pankachas, because there are several chumras that we're knowing by kodesh that do not apply to truma, and they are pigel. Kodesh can become pigul, truma does not. No sir, kodesh can become no sir when you leave it over past the zman. Truma does not. Korban, that so kodesh is brought as a korban in the base of Mikdash. Mi'ila, there's an isra of a nana b'shogeg, there's an isra of mi'ila, and someone needs a betumas aguf, is chayv kareis, and va'asula onein. Truma doesn't have any of these dinim. A pigul, no sir, doesn't require aval mikdash. There's no mi'ila, there's no tumas, eating a betumas aguf, is not chayv kareis, it's just mitzvah b'dei shemayim, and there's no isra for an onein. So all of these halachas don't apply. Says Gemara, adrabe, truma lo mi'itna, but truma as chumras that kodesh doesn't have. Shekein machpaz, and they are the following four halachos. Misa, some reads a betumas aguf is chayv misa b'dei shemayim. So the Rishonim already asked, well, wait a second, how could that be a true? The chumra for kodesh is that it's chayv kares and not misa b'dei shemayim, and then you say the chumra for chumra is that it's chayv misa b'dei shemayim and not kares. Which one is more severe? It can only be a chumra in one direction. Okay, it's akasha. So misa is one of them. The chomesh, there's also a chiv chomesh of a zar eats chumra b'shogeg. Ve'in lapidyon, you can't be poda and remove its kedusha from truma. Vasru lezarim, and a non kohen is not allowed to eat truma. So says Gemara, yeah, even so, even though there are these four chumras that truma has over kodesh, hanach nefishin, the chumras that kodesh has over truma are greater than the chumras that truma has over kodesh. V'iba yisema kare sadifa, and or the other way to look at it is you could ignore the rest of the list. Kares makes is the most significant factor, and the fact meaning if you want to figure out if something is more severe, you don't look at lists. You look at the chomer ha'onesh, and kares is a more chomer dika onesh than misa is, and that's it. That's all. That's all we need in terms of determining the iser. Now the. This is an interesting maramakum. The Tashbit writes that the Ramban is cholik on the famous Shitas Haran. The Ran writes that if you have a person who's a cholish yesh basakana and needs to eat meat on Shabbos, and the only meat you have available is nevela meat, but you also have a live cow that you can shecht. So the Ran says, better to shecht the cow than to eat a lot of kezesim of nevela. Because even though each kezesim of nevela is only an isra lav, and shechting a cow is an isra skila on Shabbos, but shechting a cow will happen once, and then you'll have all the kezesim will be mutter. Whereas nevela is multiple isurim, one on top of the other. Better to do one big isra than a lot of small isurim. The Sura Yosef Engel has a long essay based on that Ran about quantity and quality in isurim. So the Tashbis writes that the Ramban is cholik on the Ran, and he holds that kamezesim nevela are more kal than one big iser like shechting an animal on Shabbos, and his raya is from our Gemara. That the Gemara is trying to figure out what's more chumer. Is it the fact kachum or chuma? And the Gemara says kachum is more chumer because it has all these factors. The Gemara says no, adrabba, chuma is more chumer. It has all these other factors in the other direction. The Gemara says kare sadifa. Even though there may be more in one direction, it doesn't matter where there's more. We rely on kares being chamur, meaning whatever is the most chamur avera, that's what we look at. We're not looking at quantity when we have quality of the chomer iser to look at. That's the Ramban's raya against the Tashbetz's raya against the Iran, like the Shita of the Ramban. Okay, but we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow.